What's the wool coming to when son speaks that way to their fathers?
What age is he? Said Mr. O'Connor.
19, said the old man.
Why don't you put him to something?
Sure, haven't I never done at the drunken pilsy ever since he left school. I won't keep you, I says. You must get a job for yourself. But sure, it's worse whenever he gets a job. He drinks it all.
Mr. O'Connor shook his head in sympathy, and the old man fell silent, gazing into the fire. Someone opened the door of the room and called out,
Hello, is this a Freemasons meeting?
Who is that?
Said the old man.
What are you doing in the dark? Asked a voice.
Is that you, Hines?
Asked Mr. O'Connor.
Yes. What are you doing in the dark?
Said Mr. Hines, advancing into the light of the fire. He was a tall, slender young man with a light brown moustache. Imminent little drops of rain hung at the brim of his hat, and the collar of his jagged coat was turned up.
Well, Matt, he said to Mr. O'Connor, how goes it?
Mr. O'Connor shook his head. The old man left the hearth, and after stumbling about the room, returned with two candlesticks, which he thrust one after the other into the fire and carried to the table. A denuded room came into view, and the fire lost all its cheerful colour. The walls of the room were bare, except for a copy of an election address.